Blog Talk Radio. Deal with them, you shall destroy their altars and bring down their images and cut down their groves. Groves means like a group of trees. And cut down their groves and burn their green images with fire. For the Lord are an holy people. Let me read this again. For you are a holy people unto the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you, that's you, black man and woman, to be a special people. And we are a special people unto himself, above all people. You get that? Above all people. Now, we have one group of people acting as they are the chosen one, but they're not. They're acting like they're more than what they are. They're nothing. Above all people that are upon the face of this earth. Now, you check what I have just read to you. It's chapter 7, verses 5 and 6. But you check out verse 6. It's telling us, I am over 6 years old, plus years, and my pastors never read that to me. I'm reading that to you. We are the chosen people. Now, that flew over my head when it should not have, because my father told me to feed his sheep. And I want you sheep to know what it says. I want you to read it for yourself, especially verse 6. Those people that are chosen are not chosen. They're acting as they are. They're lying to you. And I want to read what is written in the Bible so that you and I will know. Also, I want you to read chapter 12 in Revelation. I think it's verse 9. These people are tricking you. They're not telling you the truth. And when I try to tell you the truth, sometimes my phone cuts off. Let me see if it's off now. No, it's still showing. But something had popped up about King James. I'm busy. I'm trying to tell the sheep what my father has told me to do. He only said 3 words. Be my sheep. And I was, what is it? Lord, I don't want to talk to the people. But that's what he meant. Feed his sheep. And since I have started feeding his sheep, I am so proud that some people are actually teaching what is in the word. And how do I know that? Because when they tell me whatever chapter and verse they're looking into, sometimes, most of the time, I will have my Bible to check out what they're saying. I will read what they're saying. Sheep, let us have a quick prayer to our Heavenly Father, and then I will come and tell you who I am and what I'm supposed to do. Father, our Father in heaven, thank you so much for being our protector, even in our sleep. The devil, Satan, is trying to mess with us, and we don't even know. Satan is up all times of the night trying to figure out a way in which to trap us. I thank you, Father. Thank you for taking care of the homeless. You have a fruit groups out here who are taking care of the homeless, and that's a good thing, because I know that I was hungry once before, but you have blessed me, Father. You really have blessed me more than I had imagined. And then you told me to feed his feet. And I was so afraid of it. And I was scared because I couldn't read that well. And you have helped me. I used to just shake like a leaf on a tree. When the wind is blowing, I would shake, but I'm much better now. Thank you, Father. Father, thank you for looking in on the poor and blessing us. We don't know that. We are the chosen people, and there is a group of people who are acting as they are chosen when they are not. They have cheated us out of our blessing. And then the United States of America, where I live, they're constantly sending money and things over to Israel when they should be spending it right here with us. We are the children. We are some of the children of Israel. And your children have to look that up themselves, to read the Bible. The Bible is the best thing, one of the best things that you have left for us, and you told me to read it. I mean, you told me to read that sheet. And that's what I'm doing now, even though I'm talking a bit too much. I want to thank you, Father, for blessing us with good weather and no rain right now, but protecting us from natural disasters, as there are many in the other states. There was a volcano eruption in Mexico, and then there was some police officers in other states acting as they are somebody. They are under a false premise. Father, let them know that they cannot talk to your children, your black children, any way they want. This officer said to this woman with her children, if I tell you to do something, you're to do it. Well, who is he? He is not one of your children. Make him know better this day that we are his children. He's not supposed to do that. Also, Father, thank you for keeping chemical disasters away from us in Detroit. And thank you for giving us sane, sound mind and good health. Satan has tried to take my health 3 times, and you have brought me forth each time. I thank you for that. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. I thank you. He has probably tricked or brought sicknesses upon many people, your people, Father. Just stop him. He needs to know. He needs to be put in his place this day. He needs to know. Father, let me introduce myself to your other sheep who are listening. I am so proud of the listeners that came in and listened to this program last week. I am proud of them joining on my Facebook. I got a few listeners. Thank you for each one of them, Father. I'm not going to say their name, but I want them to know that I am proud of them. I'm happy that they are listening to my program. and it's all for their benefit. I am to feed their sheep. I'm not to charge them any money or anything like that. I just want them to listen to this program while I have a chance to live and talk. I'm just so thankful, and I want them to be thankful. All of the hardships that we have gone through as a people by another group of people acting as they are chosen by you, Father, when we are the ones. It took me a long time to figure it out, but I'm so happy that Daniel chapter, not Daniel, but Deuteronomy chapter 7. Now, I read Daniel, and Daniel explains the book of Revelation to me much better. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Tuesday, everyone who is listening. Hopefully, I will say something to make you continue listening, and learn what our Father in heaven has told me to do. And now I'm telling you, but it's what our Father tells you to do. You must do it. Even though it took me many years to do it because I was scared. At that time, I know that women were not allowed to preach in the church, but some of them had courage to do what the Lord had told them. I hope the Lord told them to preach. But my Father told me, my Father in heaven told me to feed his sheep. And this is what I mean to do in the next few minutes. I'm going to tell you, sheep, to read Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, as well as in Exodus chapter 20. And you'll find the 10th commandment in those verses that I have told you. And you must follow them. Do what our Father has told you to do. And he's going to tell you to do that today as I stop talking and start reading. Listen, Jim, I want you to have your pen, paper, and pencil just in case I may say some scripture or some words that, or Bible verses that you can look up for yourself. Oh, thank you so much. I'm going to tell you this because sometimes I forget and don't have enough time to speak to you on these. Hosea, that's H-O-S-E-A, chapter 4 and verse 6. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge because they have rejected knowledge. I will also reject you, that you shall be no priest to me, seeing you I have forgotten thy God. I will also forget your children as well. In 2 Timothy, that's 2 Timothy, chapter 2, semicolon, verse 15, study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the truth. Now, there, hopefully, I will tell you the truth. I was looking at this guy for years, and I tell you that I think it was Jeremiah chapter 10, where it tells you not to follow the Christmas trees and all that. Those are things that are cut down by men. And then most of you sheep go and buy gifts. When they used to do bad things to us, they would buy gifts and would, maybe I'm saying that wrong. I want you to search it out for yourselves. Now, turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy. In chapter 12, I will start reading there, and hopefully I will read it all for you, sheep. I hope to do that. Let's go into the Old Testament, Deuteronomy. That's spelled Deuteronomy, chapter 12, and start reading at verse 1. These are the statutes and judgments which you shall observe, that means to see or do, to do in the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you to possess it, all the days that you live upon the earth. You shall utterly destroy all the places within the nation. So when our Father takes us back into the nation, those things in the nation we are to utterly destroy, which you shall possess, serve their gods. We're to destroy their gods upon the high mountains and upon the hills and under every green tree. And you shall overthrow their altars and break their pillars and burn their groves with fire. That means their trees and stuff with fire. We have to burn them. And you shall hew down. That's hew means to cut down the graven images of their gods and destroy the name of them that out of that place. So you are to destroy all those things of them in their name. Let me read verse 3 again. And you shall overthrow their altars and break their pillars and burn their groves with fire, and you shall cut down the graven images of their gods and destroy the names of them out of that place. So when our Father sends us back there, we're going to do just what he said. We're going to destroy all of that. You shall not do so unto the Lord your God. So he's saying that when he puts us in that land, you are not to do those things that they did unto our Lord. Verse 5, but unto the place which the Lord your God shall choose out of all the tribes to put his name there, even unto his habitation, you shall seek, and there with thither you shall come. In that place you should go to, thither. That's a place that you should go to, where the Lord tells us to put his name. And thither you shall bring your burnt offerings and your sacrifices. We probably could not afford our sacrifices. Now, thank God, Hebrews is written so that we will know we don't have to do that anymore. We don't have to do any burnt offerings as well as sacrifices. And your tithes, we're supposed to do tithes. And heave offering of your hand and your vows and your free will offerings and thus and the firstlings of your herd and of your flock. And there you shall eat before the Lord your God, and you shall rejoice in all that you put your hands unto. You shall, you and your household, wherein the Lord your God has blessed you, you shall not do after the things that were due here this day. I believe I'm in verse 18. It says do, but I believe it says we shall not do after the things that were done. I think the word should be done instead of do. Done here, this day. Let me read it again until I get it right. Like the children say, do over. That's what I want to do over. You shall not do after all the things that were we do here this day. Do over. You shall do. Do over. You shall not do after all the things that we do here this day. Every man whatsoever is right in his own eyes, for you are not as yet come to the rest in to the inheritance which the Lord your God has given you. But when you go over Jordan, you shall dwell in the land which the Lord your God given you to inherit. And when he giveth you rest from all your enemies around about, so that you shall dwell in safety, then there shall be a place which the Lord your God shall choose to cause his name to dwell there. Thither, that place shall be, that thither shall you bring, that place you shall bring all that I command you, your burnt offerings and your sacrifices, your tithes and your heave offerings of your hand, and all the choice vows which you vow unto the Lord. And ye shall rejoice before the Lord your God, ye and your sons and your daughters and your men servants and your maid servants and the Levites that is within your gates, for as much as he has no part nor inheritance with you. So the Levites will not get an inheritance with us, because I'm going to tell you in the next chapter, chapter 13. Take heed, means pay attention to yourself, that you offer not your burnt offerings in every place that you see it, but in the place which the Lord shall choose in one of your tribes. There you shall offer your burnt offerings, and there you shall do all that I command you. Notwithstanding, let's read verse 15 again. Notwithstanding, you mayest kill and eat flesh in all your gates, whatsoever thou soul lustest, that is desire or want after, according to the blessing of the Lord your God, which he has given you. The unclean and the clean may eat thereof, as the roebuck. A roebuck is a red T still dear, as in as the heart. The heart is a dear also. Only you shall not eat the blood. Have you heard people say, rare, we're not supposed to eat the blood of any animal? And that's what I'm going to read to you next. Verse 17. Well, let's go to verse 16. I can't remember reading that right to you, sheep. Only you shall not eat the blood. You shall pour it upon the earth as water. Thou mayest not eat within your gates the tithes of the corn, of your corn, and of your wine, or your oil, or the firstling of the herd, or your flock, nor any of your vows which you vowed, nor your free will offering, or your heave offering, of your hands. But you must eat of the before the Lord your God in the place which the Lord your God shall choose you and your sons and your daughters and your manservants and your maidservants and the Levites that is within your gates. And thou shalt rejoice before the Lord your God in all that thou puttest your hands unto. Take heed, pay attention to thyself that you. Let me read verse 19 over. Pay attention. Take heed to yourself. To take heed means to pay attention to yourself that you forsake not. Forsake means to leave not the Levites as long as you live upon the earth. When the Lord your God shall enlarge your border as he has promised you, and you shall say, I will eat flesh because your soul longeth to eat flesh. Your soul desires to eat flesh. You must eat flesh whatsoever your soul lusteth after. Lusteth means to want or desire after. Verse 21. And the place which the Lord your God has chosen to put his name, therefore. Let me read verse 21 again. Therefore, the place which the Lord your God has chosen to put his name there be too far from you, then you shall kill of the herd and of thy flock, your flock, which the Lord has given you, and as I have commanded these ordered you, and you shall eat in thy gates whatsoever thy soul lusteth after. Even as the roebuck, the deer, the red-tailed deer, and the hart is eaten, so you shall eat them. The clean and the unclean shall eat of them alive. Only be sure that you eat not the blood, for the blood is the life. So that You're not supposed to eat the blood of any animal. And you may not eat the life of any flesh. Don't eat things that are rare, children. Verse 24. Thou shalt, that means you. You shall not eat it. You shall pour it upon the earth as water. You shall not eat it. It shall, it be verse 25 again. Thou shalt not eat it, that it may will go well with you and with your children after you. When you shall do that which is right in the sight of the Lord, only the holy things which you have, and that your vows you shall take and go into the place which the Lord shall choose, and you shall offer your burnt offerings and flesh to the Lord. Let me read verse 27 again. And the Lord shall offer your burnt offerings and flesh and the blood upon the altar of the Lord your God. And the blood of your sacrifices shall be poured upon the altar of the Lord your God, and you shall eat the flesh. Observe and hear all these words which I command, and command means order you, that it may go well with you there, with you, and with your children after you, forever. When you do it, that which is good and right in the sight of the Lord your God. Verse 29, when the Lord your God shall cut off the nations from before you, whither you goeth to possess them, and you succeeded them, and dwell in their land. That means that you go in and possess that land, and you succeeded. You have taken over their land. Verse 30. Take heed to thyself that thou be not snared. Snared is a lure, or lured into something, or trapped into something, or caught into something, by following them after that they be destroyed from before you, and that thou inquire not after their gods, saying, how did these nations serve their gods? Even so will I do likewise. Let me read that again. How did these nations serve their gods? Even so I will do likewise. You're not supposed to do that. The only God you're supposed to have is our Father. Father in heaven, you're supposed to do what he tells you to do. Don't follow other gods. We have the only real God. And they have taken over our Bible. They're reading our Bible. We're supposed to read our Bible ourselves. Thou shalt not do so unto the Lord your God. For every abomination, an abomination, that's a thing that God hates or dislikes to their gods, to the Lord. You're not supposed to do any and everything to the Lord. They have their God, and let them follow their God. We have to follow our God. For the longest, we didn't know. I didn't know. Obviously, 60 plus years, I didn't know that he was. We are the only chosen people. I just read that in chapter 7 of Deuteronomy, which he hated. How have they done unto their God? You're not to do unto our God what they have done unto their God. For even their sons and their daughters, they have burnt in the fire to their God. Oh, my Lord. You're not supposed to kill your baby. That's like doing what the other people do. And that's why they're fighting hard to have these abortion clinics. We're not like them. Even when we get pregnant, don't do those things. You just have to live with that baby. You don't want to, but you got to. It only he or she will only be there for 18 years or less. Whatever, what things soever I command you, observe to do it. You shall not add thereto, nor diminish, take away from it. That is the reading of chapter 12. And let us have our prayer, our closing prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing me to read all of chapter 12. Even though I messed up and made errors, I have done what you told me to do. Read, or not read, but be your sheep. And the young ones, the sheep who were listening last week, I hope they have listened today, because you said something important. They are not to do as the children who were left in their land. They're They are following other gods, and they are not to follow if they are of another generation. If they're not a Hebrew like we are, do not follow them. It took me the longest to find out that we are the Hebrews. And those people are wrong. They are wrong for taking our land and saying that they are the Hebrews. That they are Israel's children. They are not Jews.
Help your children.
We are.
Don't let them fall. Of the road.
Jesus, I have read to you chapter 12. I want you
to love one another.
Deuteronomy chapter 13.
And heaven might find.
I will read to you
a place
Friday.
In their heart. And I know
He loves you. You know, thank you, the Father of the air.
Forever. In my heart. We've got to walk on.
Oh, and write it down.
Walk on through temptation. Because He
it's
will be our salvation.
See you next time, sheep.